One ball, two strikes, two down in the ninth. The Yaza grounds one back to the mound. Grilly will go to first, and that is the ball game. So the Red Sox make some noise in the ninth. They get a run, but they have suffered their seventh defeat in a row.
Okay, Red Sox Nation, you can now collectively groan again. That call from Nesson's Don Orsillo delivered the news that the Red Sox slump continues. A month before the All-Star game, the Red Sox are solidly at the bottom of their division. They're 9 games behind the first-place Yankees. They're 11 games below the 500 mark. With us this morning to talk about what's wrong with the Red Sox is our Red Sox analyst, sports writer Glenn Stout. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
You know, Glenn, the Red Sox have the third highest payroll in Major League Baseball, but they've got the fourth worst record. Something's not adding up. What's wrong?
Well, where do we start? I mean, yeah, things are bad. If you'd have asked me a couple weeks ago, I thought, well, there's still time. There's still things they could do. They have all this money. They can still fix this team. I don't think you can fix this team anymore. You know, when your odds of making the playoffs are down to about 10% and none of the trends are looking up, things aren't looking good. So they have some choices to make as to whether they just kind of hold, whether they dump a bunch of guys and try to get something back and rebuild, or whether they kind of go through the charade of trying to turn this team into a winning team. And at this point, I don't think that's really a realistic way to go.
Well, big picture, is it a lack of talent, a lack of effort, a lack of cohesion, or all of the above?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. I mean, when you have seasons like, you know, 2013, when everything came together, you know, the payoff for that is that sometimes you're going to have seasons like this when nothing comes together, because I think the way they're playing now is almost as unlikely as the way they were playing then, and then that ended up with a World Series title. This is the payback for that. You know, karma, the karmic wheel keeps turning, and right now the Red Sox are on the bottom of it.
Well, let me ask, who's to blame? The sports columnist for the Worcester Telegram, Bill Ballew, calls this Farrell's Follies. Is this the blame of the Red Sox manager, John Farrell?
Well, I mean, ultimately the players are always to blame, but the players rarely take all the blame. So I'm afraid that John Farrell's in the line of fire right now, and he will probably be the guy that will take it. Because you do have to, you know, understand that, you know, the Red Sox are on pace right now to lose 90 games for the third time in the last four seasons. And that's just an untenable situation for this team with the size of their payroll, with the commitments they have out, with the number of people who come into Fenway Park. They just can't survive and can't let a 90-win team go on and not do anything. So I'm afraid that John Farrell is the one who's going to be the first one out the door as they try to fix this thing.
Going into the season, we all looked at the Red Sox lineup and said, great bunch of sluggers, but where's the pitching staff? Is that where the problem lies?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, the pitching has kind of righted itself a little bit recently. The hitting has been incredibly inconsistent. And, you know, let's face it, you're looking at a bunch of power guys in the middle of that lineup, David Ortiz and Mike Napoli, who haven't performed anywhere close to what the Red Sox thought they were going to get. And it doesn't appear as if they will. And then you have Pablo Sandoval, who's underperformed. Hanley Ramirez, who has hit some home runs, but is otherwise kind of problematic. And it's one of those situations where the bad case scenario for just about everybody has taken place. And there just isn't that influx of younger, vibrant talent that's ready for the major leagues standing in the wings. I mean, Mookie Betts has had his trouble. Xander Bogaerts is hitting a little better, but he still doesn't have a whole lot of power. And there's just no one there to pick up the slack when the middle of the order just hasn't come through.
Okay, let's say Red Sox management decides that it is going to try and salvage the season and make a run, because even though they're playing so poorly, at least they're not double digits behind the first-place Yankees. So Dustin Pedroia is hitting above 300. There's a bright spot there. The rookie pitcher, Eduardo Rodriguez, up until his last start, has been nearly unhittable. So there are at least a couple of bright spots to build off of.
Well, there's a few things to build off of, but, you know, if the Red Sox are going to make a run this year, they'd have to make some kind of, you know, really massive trade, try to bring in at least another starting pitcher, try to bring up a middle of the order hitter. those things don't come cheap when you've already got $180 million on your payroll and you don't really have that much to give up in trade. There's not a whole lot of value on this team to give up. And what you could give up, which are the guys on short contracts, David Ortiz, are you going to trade him? Mike Napoli, is somebody going to take him? Because nobody's going to take Hanley Ramirez or Pablo Sandoval or Rick Porcello or some of these guys that still have, you know, years and years of almost $20 million on their contracts coming up.
Well, I almost hate to ask the last question then. A month before the All-Star game, are we writing off this season?
Well, I think it might be time to write off this season. Teams have come back from being that far out of first place before. But what troubles me is that even to get into one of those wild card slots, the Red Sox now have to vault like nine other teams. That's really, really hard to do. Those other teams are still playing, and it's hard to jump over all of them when you have fewer than 100 games left in the season. I mean, just to get to like 90 wins, the Red Sox would have to win two of three games all the rest of the way through the season, and I just don't see that happening. I mean, I kind of gauge the Red Sox season now by how often they show Wally dancing on top of the left field wall. I think the Green Monster is going to be a dance floor for the rest of the season.
Boy, that was depressing.
You know, I tried. there's just nothing nice to say right now.
Thanks, Glenn.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Glenn Stout, sports writer, author, and editor of The Best American Sports Writing.